I am KYW's Dave Uram with the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It is NFC Championship Game Week as the Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 3 o'clock. Yesterday, Nick Sirianni with his Monday afternoon video conference. And Merrill, what was Nick's update on Jalen Hurts' apparent leg injury and Quinyon Mitchell's shoulder injury?
You know, I think the reason the reporters wait so long in the press conference to ask him about injuries is because they know the answer is basically going to be no injury news right now. We'll be checking with the trainers and we'll see how the week goes on. So basically, there is nothing definitive about either Jalen Hurts or any of the other injuries, especially Quinyon Mitchell.
What if, Merrill, Jalen is not able to run as much on Sunday? How might that affect what the Eagles want to do?
Well, Nick said when you put together game plans, when you do that, you address everything that could possibly happen, whether Jalen goes or doesn't go, whether he is limited in some way. Every bit of it is taken into consideration in the game plans.
When we talk about the last game against the Commanders on December 22nd, in which the Eagles lost and Jalen Hurts missed most of that game because of the concussion that he suffered, you know, the Commanders, Saquon Barkley had a big touchdown run in the first half. I even think Jalen was out of the game at that point, if I remember correctly. But in the second half, Saquon really struggled to run the ball and gain a lot of yardage because, as you've pointed out, Jalen Hurts wasn't there for the to keep the Commanders honest in terms of the threat of Jalen running the football.
That's absolutely true because Jalen Hurts presents a plus one offense. They have to account for him on every single play. Once Jalen Hurts is out of the lineup, they can focus more on Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts, on many of his big runs, including the one last Sunday, made the movement towards Saquon and then took off.
So my question is if Jalen's hurt enough to the point where he can't run like he's capable of, how might that affect Washington's defense in honoring Jalen's ability to run? Well, will that take something away from the Eagles in terms of their threat on offense?
Well, absolutely it does. When you're talking about Jalen Hurts, one of the toughest quarterbacks in the National Football League to contain, I'm not taking anything away from Kenny Pickett. He did a good job when he came in, but ultimately everything changes, and the threat of what Jalen Hurts can do, the double threat of what he can do, is certainly something that puts a defense on its heels.
Yeah, for sure.
Nick also pointed out that the efficiency with which Jalen Hurts is playing, his ability to extend plays and the way he takes care of the football gives the Eagles a chance to win every single week.
No doubt. Merrill, let's switch focus to Jalen Carter because Jalen Carter had a big game the other day against the Rams. What is Nick Sirianni noticing about Jalen Carter's football IQ?
Well, he said that his football instincts are very, very high. He is excellent at hitting the right spot on the football also and forcing fumbles. And he also pointed out that he can beat double teams. There were a lot of double teams that he just went right through. He loves football, and he loves to work so hard.
I think Jalen Carter made a good case of why he is a top defensive player of the year contender. And Merrill, I got one more on this upcoming game. How much better are the Commanders right now?
They're better. And their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, just seems to get more and more comfortable and is capable of doing more and more each week. He started out on fire and he just gets better. It's unbelievable the kind of rookie year he is having. What he did to Detroit was remarkable.
Definitely going to be a difficult matchup on Sunday for both teams, the Eagles and the Commanders. Looking forward to that one Sunday at 3 o'clock. And we'll close with this, Merrill, because last night was the college football playoff national championship game in which Ohio State beat Notre Dame 34-23. Ohio State with a ton of local connections to the Philadelphia area. Will Howard is from Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Of course, Chip Kelly is their offensive coordinator. Ryan Day coached with the Eagles for a couple of seasons. He coached at Temple a little bit. Their defensive coordinators from Philadelphia. What did you think of last night's national championship game?
Well, it looked like it was going to be a runaway. Now, first of all, they started out with Notre Dame taking the kickoff and marched the ball downfield for a touchdown. In that game, Riley Leonard, their quarterback, carried the football on that drive 9 times. But then Ohio State came right back, and they were off to the races. And at one point, it was almost the kind of game you were going to turn off and get to bed when they were up 31-7. But Notre Dame, to their credit, fought back. They got within 8 points in the fourth quarter. But then Ohio State came back, and Will Howard went deep and connected on a 50-plus yard pass that put them in position to win, and then they notched it with a field goal.
That was a huge pass by Will Howard on the 3rd and 11, and that, you know, that ends his college football career with a national championship, the local guy from Downingtown, Pennsylvania.
He's a great story of a guy who really wanted to go to Penn State. His father played at Penn State, and Penn State basically closed the door on him, and he went on to Ohio State and came back. He was very satisfied earlier this year when the Buckeyes beat the Nittany Lions, and then he caps his college career with the national championship.
Yeah.
What a story.
Quite a story indeed, and congratulations to him for ending his college career on top. Merrill, great stuff as always. Always appreciate the time. The coordinators talk later this morning, early this afternoon, so we will get your recap of the Eagles coordinators, Michael Clay, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, tomorrow morning. That's the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.